Nurse's Station.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the 10th floor. It's me, Matt.
Hi, everybody. It's Kat.
And you're here on the elevator in the ding dong. 10th floor. Because that happens to happen. Like, there's still some, like, vestige of, like, old timiness at General Hospital, right? Like, when you read. What?
Dude, what are we hearing? What is that?
What is what?
Do you have music on? What's happening?
No.
Is that no? Is that from my house?
Possibly.
Yeah, it is. Sorry.
Hey, what's playing though? Is it good?
It was a General Hospital actually.
Oh, you were playing. All right, so you had you were doing your replay. I see.
Yes, I was doing replay of Friday, and then I forgot that.
Gotcha.
I don't know him. I'm hearing it through the headphones, thinking it's at your house. Like, I'm going anyway.
Well,
all right.
Hey, welcome.
So we got up the elevator, and then what happened?
We got up the elevator, and we heard some phantom music, and we really had to track down where the strange sounds were coming from. And then you turned the corner, and you saw that it was just somebody listening to their phone, you know, without headphones, which is kind of rude, but also kind of, like, interesting to see what somebody, like, spends their time doing, you know? Just a little insight into a stranger's entire existence.
Mm-hmm.
And then past that, you saw poor Detective Harrison Chase just going through it. This poor poisoned man. All right, so, you know, anytime that we make a hugely declarative statement like, this person is dead, they're always 100% fine, not harmed at all. Totally okay. So in this case...
For a minute, I thought maybe, because they hadn't shown Gregory,
yeah.
I thought maybe Chase really did have a touch of food poisoning, and they were going to find Gregory dead in his apartment.
Ooh, that would have been a really interesting twist.
But that's not the case.
No, he
Gregory's
showed up at the
fine.
Hospital.
Showed
we
up
gotta,
the
we
hospital
gotta do
fine.
Something about our boy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're just we're sharing parentage now, you know.
Let's
forget the last 5 years of brotherhood. We're just our boy.
Yeah.
Now he's gonna have three parents instead of a brother, I guess.
That's what it seems like.
And then Finn, you know, he was like, I didn't realize how much I wanted a son. I thought I wanted a brother, but I really wanted was a son. I don't know. It's so weird for me to watch this family go through this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's odd, isn't it?
It's a little strange.
It is a little strange.
And is really not lining up also exactly. I don't know. I don't know if I even had expectations as to where this was supposed to be going.
Okay. The way they behave, I mean, they should be more upset about all this, it seems like. Right?
Yeah.
They seem like, I don't know. It's like your dad's family would react that way.
Well, all right. Well, it is what it is. So let's just figure out how to navigate this. I think if there was a coat of arms for that side of the family, the saying would be in Latin. You know, it is what it is. I think is probably what the family saying probably would be.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, it seems as though the Chase family is following that as well. You know, it is what it is. Let's figure out how to navigate this without hating each other, because we don't want that. Mm-hmm. We're all still family. I don't know. I guess I didn't know exactly what to expect from this per se. But I don't know, the whole three parent thing and the, I didn't realize that I really wanted was a son. It just wasn't what I expected. I don't know what I expected, what it was, but it wasn't that. But I'm all right with it, I guess. Besides, it's all baloney anyway. They're going to come to terms with this and then find out that Cyrus had changed the result of the DNA test.
I think there's a good chance of that, because, yeah. You know, Cyrus is in town just There's just nobody that he won't, you know, he's doing something to everybody. Everybody. Mm-hmm. He's doing something to everybody.
Yeah, he's got dirt on lots of people. And he's involved with lots of people. And, yeah. And them having his mother really is the distraction that they needed. It's true. He's really not pushing any sort of criminal enterprise at the moment. He's solely dedicated to trying to find his mother. Now, however, I understand that Nicholas Cassadine is just one of those people that just has an unlimited amount of money. Like, he's got the infinity symbol instead of, like, billions. I get that.
Yes, he's got old money, new money, in between money. He got all the money.
He's just got the entire fortune, which is why 90% of the fortune for Ava is a significant sum. But also the 10% that remained for Spencer or whatever was also incredibly huge in that original prenuptial agreement.
Yes.
But in any case, I do find it hard to believe that Nicholas was able to find such resources to track down Cyrus's mother so much faster than Cyrus was able to. Cyrus has a bunch of money. Cyrus has a bunch of contacts. How come Brando was leading the thing? How come he keeps on reaching out to other people like Nicholas? You know, like you said, I don't get how Cyrus wasn't able to do that himself. How was he not able to call the Colonel?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me either. You know, he got so many irons in the fire. You'd think that he had been connected enough to figure it out. But, you know, there's a few things on GH that are kind of like.
Yeah. You know, sometimes things have to be served for drama. Yeah. You have to rope in the other characters that are on the canvas, or otherwise, what's the point of having other characters on the canvas? I get it. But I thought that the whole conversation with Nicholas on the phone, though, at the end of Friday, with the whole, like, all right, just secure a perimeter colonel. And just like, who is this colonel?
I don't know.
Did he hire the United States military to go and track down Cyrus's mother?
I don't know. Who's the colonel? You know,
is it a nickname? Is he a former colonel?
Well, and I was thinking, like, when he said colonel, I'm like, you know, that KFC can't help you.
It's really Martin Gray out there with just like a machine gun. Just all right. We found my mother.
So dumb.
Oh, my gosh. Elvis's manager out there with his giant hat.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're making a movie about that right now. Oh. And who's playing the colonel? Tom Hanks.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
America's favorite actor, Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Coming to a silver screen near you.
I think he was, when he got COVID, I believe he was filming already.
That makes sense. That sounds familiar to me. Well, Tom Hanks, I don't think has ever been on a soap opera.
I don't think so either.
But he was on Bosom Buddies.
He sure was. That was
Peter Scolari dressing like a girl.
That was the beginning of his career back in the day.
Aww.
That wouldn't fly today, would it? People would be pissed about that today.
No, they would have to be like actual drag queens. Like that's what it would have to be. But then like other people think that the drag queen is actually a woman. And so it's more about like the other people being dumb rather than the person trying to like pass as lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's really the only avenue that would be acceptable today, which I think sounds like a great premise for a really fun show. So, you know, Frank Valentini, I know you're listening. If you've got some movers and shakers out there, you're looking to create a series, you know, maybe something that could be produced by RuPaul and put on VH1. This is probably the sitcom for you. Just give me a call. Draw me a line. Send me a tweet. You know, 10th Floor GH Twitter, 10th Floor GH 10th Floor GH.
Mm-hmm.
Send me an email, 10thfloorgh10thfloorgh@gmail.com. You know, there's lots of ways to get in contact.
Do it, Frank.
Yeah, Frank. And anybody else, you know, who's got a question, a comment, a thought, a theory, something that you want to discuss. Actually, there is something that somebody brought up the other day that we need to discuss. And it's something that I sent you a text about, but we didn't talk about it in the actual podcast. And I owe this person a credit. And so while we're talking about it, I'm going to look up the tweet and give this person's handle a proper shout out, if I can find it, for the fact that there's something that we forgot to really take into consideration when we gave Sam and Dante our big thumbs up of support when it comes to coming together as some sort of romantic, loving couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fact that they, well, they do share a sibling together.
They do. They do actually share a sibling.
They share a sibling. Leo. Falconeri? Quartermain?
Falconeri.
Leo? Leo Falconeri?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the son of Olivia, who is the mother of Dante, and the son of Julian, who is the father of Sam. So they have a half-sibling together.
They have a half-sibling together. Yes, they do.
So, you know, while they're not directly related to one another,
mm-hmm.
they are very, you know, in the branches that are a family tree. Could be considered mm-hmm. close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not enough for it to, like, you know, for them to have like a three-eyed child or something.
Well, yeah, because they share a sibling, but they are not siblings.
Right. They don't share any DNA really with each other.
Right.
But they do have...
It is kind of creepy.
But they do have somebody that is related to both of them, like directly, you know?
Yes.
So it's a little weird. It can be considered a little weird.
It can be considered a little weird, yes. But they are not really related.
No.
And with all the cross of soap opera, all the families crossing, it's hard to pair people on a soap opera because so many are related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, across
even
the
remotely,
family.
Like Sam and Dante.
Yeah, a lot of them are related, you know, and it's like, well, no, we can't put them together. Nope, we can't put them together. It's like they're kind of running out of places for people to, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's
have relations.
And that's why characters like Willow and Sasha are so valuable, you know?
They are.
Because they're not attached to anybody.
They're
else,
not attached
you know?
To anybody, no.
Their families are from out of Port Charles.
Willow needs to tell Chase the truth. I know he's sick and all, but she needs to tell him that, you know, she's already...
You know, she should have said something before christening that new mattress. Like, she should have called Chase first.
She
was
just...
You know, heat of the moment, I guess.
It was. They just got the hornies too much.
Just like, oh, we finally said it. Oh, we do want this. All right, well, let's just... We don't even need a sheet on this thing. Let's just throw down, Michael.
Yeah, that's what I said on Twitter.
We're so
compatible. Top sheet debate for them, those two. You know, there's a big debate right now. Do you use a top sheet?
No.
A lot of people don't.
Nope, don't need to.
It's kind of like, it seems like younger adults don't use a top sheet. And it's kind of been, you know, a debate lately. Do you use top sheet? Do you not? You know, now they're starting to think about not even... You don't have to buy a sheet set because
so
you're not going to
use the top. So that's what you were thinking.
Anyway.
Oh, during that first time post COVID love scene, the first time in a year we've been able to see two actors really roll around with one another and just make out and touch each other's necks and all kinds of stuff. And you were thinking about whether or not they had a top sheet.
Yeah. And I said to Grandma, well, they better dig that mattress now because now they can't return it. It's got cooties on it.
Oh, my gosh.
that mattress better be perfect because they're having to keep it now.
Oh, man, that is funny. No, I do think that Chase was owed a phone call, but, you know, I guess the power of... boners are really strong, I guess, you know.
It seemed like. And, you know, Willow's always been such a sweet and innocent, never do anything wrong kind of person. Well, this is the first thing that she's done that's kind of wrong. Not that being with Michael's wrong. I don't think so.
No.
But I think Chase did deserve a,
mm-hmm.
hey, this, you know, this ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First.
Yeah. Yeah. And Willow knew Chase well enough to know that.
Sure. And she appeared to care enough about him for him to know that as well.
She absolutely does care about him. I'm going to
she
love you
does
forever.
She does care about him, but she happen. Don't. He don't give her the shivers like Michael
like
does.
Michael does. Old doughboy toothpaste looking Michael.
Yeah, and you know, looking she better like watch a... out too, because you know what happens to everybody that lays down with Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Now she's got that double dose too, because it's the second time they've done the nasty. So, oh boy, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Just you know,
no one survives.
Just be very aware. Just be very aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
So, well, okay. Well, there's something that they could do is Nell could have survived. You know, they found some other body, didn't bother to DNA test it or whatever, decided, oh, this is Nell. Let's bury it. She's dead, all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
She comes back having plastic surgery to look like her twin sister, Willow.
Mm.
That way, Caitlin McMullen can now play Nell, right? She, you know, kills Willow or something and replaces her.
Well, that would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It would. It's too super soapy, too. Super soapy.
Yeah, super soapy, yeah.
And it would really depend.
I like it, actually, Matt.
It would really depend on Caitlin's ability to play Nell as Sinister, you know?
Yeah.
Is she going to be good at it? Is it within her repertoire of performances to create a compelling villain? But, you know, playing the bad guy is sometimes harder than playing the good guy. Actually, most of the time it's harder than playing the good guy.
You think so?
Excuse me, I got that backwards. Most of the time playing the good guy is harder than playing the bad guy. It's very easy to get somebody to hate you. It's much harder to get somebody to like you, especially en masse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why anti-heroes are so strong, which is why they're so popular and such, is because people like them, but they also don't like them. It's just somehow it connects way easier than someone like Michael, who's constantly doing the right thing.
Right.
People don't like it. It's weird. It's weird.
It is weird.
So, you know, you got to have a little touch of darkness. And then also, if you are a bad guy, you also have to have a really compelling reason for being a bad guy, a believable reason, a reason that's like, oh, man, I totally understand why you got here. I would have made the same choices if I was an asshole, but I'm not an asshole, so I didn't do it.
Well, you know, Valentine, he's about to have a face turn or something.
He is. He's totally in the midst of it. I really, unless something really bad happens to him, like something happens to Charlotte, he's on his way to just to being the good guy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know who has made these decisions or what led to this or whatnot, but it really seems like there was some sort of change in direction for both Ava and Valentine. And it might just be because they're both such strong actors on the show that, you know, they had to give them some good qualities to work with some different characters. Maybe to kind of fill some of this void that now could exist when it comes to Franco, because Franco's not around anymore, and he was kind of that super redeemed baddie.
Don't you think that Valentine and Anna are going to be together?
They might be together. They're spending a lot of time together.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they're going to be together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's very likely.
And you know, Anna was a badass this week.
So yeah, you know, Anna, you know, Peter, of course. What are you going to do to me, Valentine? Now, the secret to doing a Peter impression is to just not move your lips as much as possible. You know, you gotta keep your mouth as small as possible.
Very stiff bottom jaw.
Very stiff mouth, stiff jaw, stiff everything. And you have to also make sure that you're talking like you are the worst villain that's ever been born.
He was looking, the way he was looking and all, he looked like he was possessed or something, didn't he?
Yeah, but kind of. Now, I think what I think we owe ourselves as audiences of GH, especially me, who's not very familiar with Faison 1, you know, Cesar Faison, Daddy Faison. I'm not too familiar with him. I know that little bit that happened at the end when Jason came back and they shot him and all that, and he died for real. And Peter was introduced. That's really the only Faison that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. What I need to do is go back and watch some more original Faison, like 80s, 70s, whatever Faison with Anna and such.
He was 90s? I'm not sure.
Well, whatever, whenever it was, I need to go back and watch some of that to see how he was, because if he was also so villainous.
He was so villainous.
Well, then it makes perfect sense that this is how Peter is.
He was so villainous, and he really like toyed with people a lot.
And it was so, but like in the performance of, now I know that he had this really weird, thick, strange accent.
He did. Right. And he had like wild, almost like Einstein kind of hair.
Right. So he
wild
had this,
hair,
like this strange,
and not an attractive man.
Like this strange Eastern European accent, and which I think also, when you've got a weird accent like that, like Obrecht also, you know, she doesn't have a weird accent. She's got a very, very, very good, convincing accent. But when you have an accent that's not American, I think that it's a lot easier for an audience to accept a performance that's a little more vaudevillian and mustache twisting.
Yeah. There's
some sort of German something behind it when I am saying these things. It's, for some reason, it's just more acceptable. Now, when you have that American accent, you're talking like, I'm going to get you this time, Anna. I've set something up this time, and you're not going to be able to stop me. You know, with the American
Auntie.
Accent.
He calls her Auntie now.
Auntie. Auntie Annie, go get me a pretzel. So you know he's doing that, but he's got the American accent, and it's harder for the audience because it sounds so ridiculous to us, because that's not how people really talk, not from here.
It kind of sounds like, you know, a cartoon character and Batman.
Right, exactly. Now, if he were to speak with a thick Eastern European accent, but also be doing the same thing that we're doing now. It doesn't sound so horrible, does it?
No.
There you go. That's the disconnect between Peter August and the audience. I hope that this podcast gets as many listens as the last couple of ones that we've got. Continue to recommend this to your friends. Continue to tweet us. Continue to retweet our stuff. Remember to hit us with the @10thfloorgh when you tweet something about GH to include us in the conversation. Because everything that you guys, you audience, has been doing recently has really, really, really helped the podcast as a whole. We haven't been really doing anything different. We tweet, we come up with some gift stuff, we talk.
We've been doing 52 weeks of this.
Yeah, but something about you guys that are listening, you men, women, children, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, they, thems, I'm not even sure what's out there. But thank you, and continue to tell your friends and recommend us and rate us and like us and all that kind of stuff, because what you have been doing has been a huge help. Keep it up. Thank you. So I want as many people to be able to listen to what we just said about Peter and how his performance, if he was, you know, like he really is Faison. He's being Faison. He's Faison Jr. He's a little tiny Faison doing Faison stuff at every turn. He's Heinrich Faison in every way, but it's harder for people to accept that for some reason, and I think it's because of how he sounds. They're just rejecting the performance.
I think a lot of people are rejecting the performance too, but I think Peter, I think Wes is doing a great job of being a bad guy.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a good job, and he is off the sauce now. He is just
well, he's continuing to get away with it, so much so that Carly's, you know, continuing to pull her hair out and demanding, what are we gonna do about this? You said you were gonna help me get Jason out of the jail, because, you know, they need to throw Carly in the loony bin again.
Like, I know, for she's real. Getting worse and worse and worse, isn't she? And Anna told her this week, you're not going to do nothing.
Right. And that's what I was coming down to, is because, you know, Peter really has gotten to a point where he has protected himself once again from the consequences of his actions, to a point in which Valentine and Anna were ready to throw him in the deepest dungeon of the WSB facility nearby.
Yes. Now, don't you think, Matt, that Anna, for one thing, there's been a couple of things that I thought, you know, this, she's supposed to be pretty smart, pretty savvy. Been an agent forever.
Mm-hmm.
No second set of papers. What you thinking, girl? He threw the only set of papers in the fire.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And currently with Chase, she does not have to spell it out that he's been poisoned, but she can put a bee in someone's bonnet to, like, maybe, you know, check it out. Somewhere.
I saw something like this a couple of years ago with my friend Sean.
Exactly. Exactly.
Use the same story that Peter used. But I guess that's the explanation as to how and why Sean's coming back into the story.
And that is going to really, yes, that is, yes. And they're going to do a tribute to him.
A tribute?
They're going to do it. Yeah, the actor passed away.
He did?
Mm-hmm. John Reilly. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The gentleman that played Sean Donnelly, he passed mm-hmm. away 4 or 5 months ago.
I had no idea.
That's why they're doing a tribute episode about him, and there's going to be some old faces come back into town, like Robin.
Okay. Oh, Robert and Sean, all that. Oh, yeah, he's a big major player. Okay.
He was a big, big major player. He was like, he and Tiffany were, you know, there was Luke and Laura. There mm-hmm. was, you know,
Sean
Robert
and
Holly. And Sean and Tiffany.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, nice. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And he did pass. So that's probably why that's what they're going to.
So Peter has resurrected this the same plot that happened to Sean and Tiffany.
Yes.
As
basically. And his father's the one that did that.
Yeah. Right. So taking a page out of Daddy Faison's book. Also as a way to bring in some older characters for an episode or two to help cure Chase.
Yes. Yeah,
this is what we did last time. We're going to all work together.
But don't you think, though, that Anna could have somehow, without spilling the beans, directed them toward a poisoning?
She could have, but maybe she's going too soon.
Maybe. And if when Finn finds out that she knew what was wrong with him, that puts the final kibosh on that.
Yeah.
They will never get back together.
Because he did show up to that house. Even after seeing Valentine's ID and stuff,
like
it's that's all as detailed as you're gonna get. Which at first I took as you're not gonna tell me that you boned him, but I thought about it a little more, and it's more along the lines of you're telling me that you're cooking up a plan with Valentine, but that's all you're going to tell me about this said plan with Valentine, which was the problem. Mm-hmm. Is you wouldn't tell me the details of your plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's going to, he's going to find out that she, you know, of course, eventually, Chase is going to die. Eventually, he's going to get cured and they're going to find out it's poisoning. And he will find out that Anna knew what was wrong the entire time. And you put my brother's son in jeopardy by withholding information.
You could have killed him. You could have died.
Exactly.
Why didn't you say anything, Anna? This is exactly what you did to Maxie. You could have said something to keep us safe, and you're just holding it back. Why? To protect Peter?
Mm-hmm. 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 So that just finishes up. She is not going to be Anna Chase.
Nope,
her name is not going to be Anna Chase or Anna Finn.
Nope. And she's going to have to fall into the arms of one Mr. Valentine, I guess, still cast died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He said, I'm
going to keep it. It's my last name. I'm going to keep the last name. I don't want to confuse Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, who's practically a teenager now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's getting so old. I remember her when she was just a little squirt.
Yeah, I don't think I we've only seen her on screen post-COVID one time.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah, her last big thing, like, where she had a lot of screen time was surrounding Violet's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And her antics at that.
And her antics, yes.
Yes, her antics at that. And that was also one of the good scenes between Robert and Olivia, which also stunning again this week. Robert and yes. Olivia, every time they're together, they just light up the screen.
Yes, they do.
I remember them having one of their early conversations at the house, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man, such fun things were brewing before COVID had to ruin some stuff. I feel like we were just robbed of the adventures of Robert and Spinelli.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah, we were. We were robbed of that. And we were robbed of, you know, Emma Sam's coming back and being Holly.
Yep.
Well, which still might happen somehow, some way.
It would be nice if they're able to circle back around to that at some point. That'd be nice. But I can understand if they've had to let it go and move on to other things.
Well, yeah.
Acceptance is a big part about being a fan of something.
It sure is.
You just got to accept what they do. You know, you can't change it. You really don't have any influence on it. You can either like it or you don't.
Yeah, you're going to have to continue to like it or just, you know.
And if for some reason there are elements that you don't enjoy, you just focus on the things that you do like.
Yeah, and there's some folks out there watching the show that they don't like one particular storyline and they fast forward through it and don't even watch it.
You know, I know
it does
that.
Happen. I've never watched that way.
Right.
But I don't find that I hate things.
No, I'm able to watch it all. I mean, there are stuff that I'm far more interested in, but there's nothing that I'm like, I'm not going to even watch this for a second.
Yeah.
You know, I am not particularly interested in Jax chasing down and finding Nina. I don't really care.
Jax doesn't have an interesting enough story right now.
You know, like I don't care about that. I don't give a damn. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to watch it. You know, I'm not going to fast forward through that.
No, I don't fast forward through things. I just never have watched it that way. Because I enjoy all of it.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I have my favorite things. I tell you what, though, Matthew, I was terrible last week. You know how I usually know what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. We didn't know what was going to happen when it came to chasing the poison.
Yeah, no, not at all. Anytime we know for sure someone's dead, they're not.
No. No. We were so not on that.
No. But that's okay. That's all right. We're not on the writing staff. We're not supposed to exactly know. And it's always good to be surprised. It's always good to have our expectations subverted, so to speak.
And remember I said last week that that we weren't going to see Alexis anymore?
There we go. And now she's still on.
Now some big chick wants to beat her up already.
Yeah, so now we're making a new story for Alexis. I did see something somewhere, something that rolled through the Twitter timeline about how some of the news out there is late, so to speak, when it comes to like the condition of of Nancy Legrand's family member.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something about them saying that they had already gone through treatment and it's finished now, rather than they're starting it and she's taking time off for it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be some conflicting information. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if Alexis continues. If Alexis continues to be on screen, then this is just a new direction for the character, a new direction for General Hospital, a new set to be using on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did go through the hassle of building a prison yard. I can't imagine it's just going to be for a week.
Yeah, they did. They did do that. And then we might see Jason on the prison yard a couple of times, too.
I'm thinking that since we have a couple of characters in jail, we're gonna see. And then there was also some talk that TJ's real dad,
Sean Butler is supposed to come back on.
He's supposed to come back on, and he's in Pittenville, too. So I am thinking that there's going to just be now an element of these characters in prison.
Yeah.
And then Taggart's trial is coming up very soon, too, and he could be found guilty, and he might find himself in jail as well. And there's just opportunity for legitimate, scenes inside a prison, not just the visitor center, but, inside the jail cells.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's fun. That's different. That's not something that we've seen. I don't think that I've ever really seen a large portion of a soap set in prison with several known characters in jail at the same time. I at least personally haven't seen that.
No.
So that's fun. No. If that's where we're going with it.
I don't think this Alexa is going to wind up getting beat up and stuff in prison. I think she's going to wind up helping all those girls. Mm. They're all going to dig her.
She'll find a way to get through to whatever her name is, the big one.
Mm-hmm. I think, was it Heidi?
Yeah, something. Hilda?
Heidi? Anyway, Hilda. But she was so condescending, though, when that woman approached her, may I help you? That was what Alexa said. May I help you?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing, Alexis?
Well, being Alexis is what she's doing, man. You know, Alexis don't know how to talk to people nice right away.
No, I guess not, huh?
No, not at all.
I guess not.
Yeah, and you know, now we're talking about it and some of the troubles.
Alexis does have a crust.
You gotta kind of scrape the crust off before you can get to
the sweet
center.
Yeah, you gotta get through that crust to get to the gooey center.
Yeah. You know, now that we're talking about it a little bit, there's something that I probably should have mentioned last week and it was a little more timely. But screw it. We talked for an hour about General Hospital. Who cares what we talk about? it was the whole...
Evidently more and more people every week, which is awesome.
Which is, you know, everybody wants to listen. And then, hey, thank you, everybody, for your continued listenership. It just means so much. But, you know, since you like us so much, buy a mug. Reach out to us on Twitter and we'll send you a mug. Anyway, when they were prepping Alexis for jail and they had the consultant come by and Sam was there and all that kind of stuff, Sam was such on edge, so freaked out about Alexis going to jail, as if Sam hadn't just been there in the last 2 years.
I know. When they had the consultant come, she don't need no dang consultant. Her consultant's right there on the couch next door. It's her daughter.
Like Sam should know already how to... And then... I don't know. It seems so strange.
It was odd.
It did seem kind of odd that she was just like, you could get hurt. Yeah. Like so concerned. So, you know.
Sam was in Pittenville for a while.
Yeah. She was kind of like off the show for a minute, you know? I guess there's some minor details and some character considerations, I guess, that could have improved in that particular moment, but hey, you know, like we always say, you gotta satisfy the story, and the story that they're telling is that Alexis is not ready to go to jail and is not taking it seriously enough. And we might be in the case there. You know, she had an easy time with her cellmate because they had something important to talk about right away.
Yes.
She's not going to have that with the other inmates. It's probably going to be a little more difficult to bond with somebody. And once the cellmate does get paroled because of Alexis's help, who's going to be on her side? Hilda?
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know. Jason? Don't know. On the other side of the chain link, because the women and the men are separate, you know? It's being like, Jason, you're here. Alexis, it's good to see you.
I think she's going to see, I think she's going to see Sean soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They used to have that romantic connection. That makes sense.
Yes. They had a romance. They were a couple for a few months on General Hospital. They were.
Start making out through the chain link.
So, yeah. Why not? Maybe she will give him some pointers for his upcoming parole hearing.
Oh, and he'll be out, and Curtis is going to look for a lead bouncer.
Yes. Boom. It's Sean.
And
it's
it'll
Sean.
Be Sean. Why not?
It's
Why
Sean.
Not? Yeah, that nightclub is going to be where the Ashfords hang out.
Yeah.
All of them. TJ, Sean, Curtis. I'm with it. I'll do it. Why not?
But not that, probably not.
Well, Jordan.
Probably not Jordan.
Jordan's running out of Ashfords to marry, so she just might have to move on to a different family entirely.
Yeah, she might.
Right?
She might.
Because there's three, right?
Could just be with Taggart. Could just be with Taggart.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Wait. Okay. So I'm now I'm very confused.
And Curtis is going to be with Portia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's definitely headed in that direction. I think it's headed in both of those directions there. Now, they had Asante Jones come back and play Taggart again for a minute.
For one episode.
For one episode. So, yeah, I just don't know what's going on. And honestly, I don't know, man. Rael Andrews is a ray of sunshine and a wonderful person and is great to follow on social media. And I just want to talk to him someday. But Asante Jones just had so much life to him, you know? Like, he just... I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was a good fit too. Rael is wonderful. I like Rael very much.
I don't think he's bringing it at the moment.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe when he gets more story, I think he's going to get more story with Jordan and stuff. Maybe, you know, more stuff with Trina. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we'll see a little more. With a little more colors.
Maybe. Because the Taggart that I've seen over the last couple of years of him being on and off, it's kind of one note and kind of monotonous and kind of just one level. Well, you know?
What he used to, when he was on before, basically all he ever did was try to arrest Jason and Sonny and, you know, and always just giving him a hard time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, making fun of him, which was always great fun. When he calls him quarter brain or something like that, that is hella funny.
but he kind of showed up in moments to kind of just like kind of antagonize Jason and Sonny. He'd zing him, he'd zap him, he'd be the detective that was always trying to arrest him. Like, he would be a thorn in their side. But that was pretty much all Taggart was just this foil for Jason and Sonny.
He was on for a long time. Mm-hmm. He was on the show for a long time. But, you know, all the family he has now and all the connections he has, that has been explained with him coming on the show now. He never had relationship that, you know, was highlighted. He never had a family. Mm-hmm. Taggart was a cop. So, and he did cop things.
So now that they've expanded and grown Taggart, there needs to be a varying level of this performance. There needs to be a little more heart, a little here, a little less heart there. There needs to be more aspects and avenues that make up Marcus Taggart other than just being the guy with the thing that he says.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that just recently in what we've seen, I think Asante Jones is bringing that a little bit more out of the character than Rael Andrews. But Rael Andrews also seems to be missing time for some reason.
Yes.
Which could be preventing him from really bringing it all when he is on set. And so I'm this is all positive. This is all good stuff. I want everyone to know that I'm sitting here speaking with positivity and hope and looking forward to the future and looking forward to seeing what's happening with this character with both actors.
You know what Frank ought to do? And he's done this in the past many times, actually.
What's that?
He has someone come on for a day player, whatever. 5 episodes, whatever. Then he finds, wow, they were awesome. Yeah. And they write something for that person. That's how we got Nell.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she came on and she played Luke's little sister in a flashback.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She played the older sister in a flashback, actually. And they loved her so much. And, you know, they just saw her talent. And it was like, We didn't write something for this girl.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they'll do with
So they could do that. I'm also not against
that. I noticed him too.
Mm-hmm.
On that one episode.
Just that one recent episode. There was just something about it that just worked a lot better than like the week he was on.
And it seemed to, and I think it's especially hard for somebody, especially if they do know they're there for a day or two, he was believable.
Yeah. Yeah, that
really was
the really awkward joke that he gave Portia when she walked in. He's like, "Not just another patient; it's your ex-husband." There was just something so awkwardly real about just that little introductory thing that I think that he really brought to it. And I even actually thought about, because I noticed this isn't Rael Andrews today. And so I thought about, okay, well, if Rael was doing this scene, how would he would have done it? And it's just where my mind goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this thought of him and his voice and the way that he usually say things. And I just don't feel as though that particular line would have worked as awkwardly well in Rael's mouth.
No, probably, Probably not.
It's not
and I think that's the reason why they use it, and maybe they wouldn't have even used it if it was Rael, because I think that's how they were establishing who he was.
Mm-hmm. It's entirely possible. Audience. Yeah, it's totally possible. I didn't even ever think about that. it's true. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's just the way that Rael takes the character. There's just an amount of seriousness, I think, that seems to be so attached to everything he says. Unless it's quarter brain type of thing, everything else is serious.
Well, I don't. You know, we try not to be critical, but he's too stiff.
He's stiff. Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's not critical. It's a note. It's a thought. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little critical. It is a criticism, but it's not one that makes
it seems like to me.
Yeah, but the difference between us saying something like, yeah, he's playing a little stiff versus he's playing a little stiff, which makes him needs to be fired from the show. What the hell are they doing? Frank has made another terrible choice. I can't believe I wasted the last hour of my life watching this show. There's a big difference between that, you know?
Yes, indeed, there is.
You know, so I hope that comes clear anytime that we do have a criticism for the show that might be mm-hmm. a little negative. Like, he's playing it a little stiff. Michael looks like a unrolled tube of toothpaste when he takes his shirt off. Hey, you know, we're just making it fun. Just pointing out little things, you know. Brooklyn should have had the love scene, but, you know, that's not for me to make a decision of.
The fake baby is so weird.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. It's weird. Clearly... And I still don't know the point. Why she's doing it, really.
Because she doesn't really have a baby, and she's going to pass off Maxie's as her. That's the point.
I know that's the plan, but why? I don't understand why she faked it in the first place.
To get one over on Valentine.
Yeah, I guess.
What was her plan to say what happens when she actually is supposed to have this baby? I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll find out. Because
when she rolled into town... The Maxi thing wasn't in her pocket yet.
No. I'm sure we'll find out what her original plan was. She's going to do something. What were you going to do? I was hoping I was just going to be able to adopt one in time. You know, like something like that, you know?
Well, that's something that Brooklyn would actually say.
Exactly. You know, I just thought I'd be able to adopt one in time.
that is something she would say, you know, just like when she was being so silly at ELQ and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes a girl's just, you know. Dumb as a box of rocks.
Sometimes, you know, she doesn't really, she has proven to be someone that doesn't necessarily always think everything through. She thinks things through up to a point, but not to the very end. So.
Yeah, you know, actually, and their characters are so different, but that is something they share is Carly. Yeah. Carly and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They don't think it through. They're spontaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highly emotional, spontaneous,
and
don't think about, it was never going to work all along.
Oh, yeah, well, there's actually going to be a consequence to me trying to fix this in this particular way. Whoops.
I hope Carly doesn't do anything crazy because, boy, she could really mess things up. She really does need
totally
to leave
going
alone.
To. She's going to. She's going to. We're not bringing Carly to the brink of fanaticism for her to not go there.
No.
And Sonny is not on his way back to Port Charles anytime soon.
No, not in the next 2 weeks or something. No.
Not before this meeting with the five families in which she's going to royally F everything up.
Well, sweeps is about month of May.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sonny will come back in May at some point.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how long it takes for Jax to track down Nina, because that's really what it's going to come down to, is Jax is going to come into town. Probably miss her or something, and then Phyllis will lie. Oh no, Nina moved on a while ago while she's out with Sonny at this dance or whatever.
Oh, that's perfect, Matt. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's a real possibility. Mm-hmm. I do think he's going to go look for her.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, they'll be at that silly dance. No, she already accepted the Elijah's.
I thought that she was supposed to go with Sonny, though.
Oh, well, Sonny didn't actually ask her until she had already been asked by Elijah.
Look at me not paying attention. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that Elijah fella.
No, Sonny's he's not nothing good. He's but, nothing good. And Sonny, did you see that point, Matt? It was so cool. Actually, I backed it up and watched it twice. When he was Mike, he had his big smile on his face and he was Mike. And then when Elijah walked away, he was Sonny. Did you see?
I didn't really put it all together like that, no. But I do remember the moment. You know, he's like, yeah, my God. Mm-hmm. And then he called and he went, where was that? Where was that place he worked? Did he ever mention it? Hey, I'm running a company. I'm trying to hire this Elijah guy. How do you, oh, really? Tell me more. How interesting. I'm on to you, Elijah. You're going to keep my girlfriend Nina safe. And poor Nina. Yeah. Just convincing herself time and time and time again and again and again and again that she's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just convincing herself.
And she's, not. She is not doing the right thing.
That's why she has to convince herself every day that she's doing the right thing because she knows it's not. Nina's not vindictive
anymore.
And
there's going to be a big showdown between Elijah and Sonny and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will be.
Sonny's going to have to kill him.
Maybe.
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 With his bare hands. I didn't want to do it like this. I didn't want to do it like this, Elijah. Strangling him. Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not?
And you say I want to see violence on there.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, so, you know, I mean, you want people to watch your show. You got a sweeps come. You need to have a strangulation in there, okay?
Yeah.
You know, what's more interesting than a strangulation, than somebody getting strangled?
Like flare dart to the back or something.
Poison pancakes? Come on. Poison peanut butter pancakes? Come on. Come on. That's not more interesting than strangling.
And tasing Peter was pretty cool, wasn't it?
He's not going to do anything to you. I am.
And he was all.
Yeah, yeah. Also, when Anna was talking to Carly there at the end of Friday or whatever it was, Anna and Valentine on one side looking like WSB partners, you know, clearly not working for the WSB, though. I really don't understand how Anna gets paid, but that's not here or there.
yeah, it's weird.
But there was a particular a bit of body language that Anna had that I thought was really funny, where she was sitting on the edge of the she was sitting on the armrest of the chair, leaned forward with her hands on her knees, just talking to Carly and being like, "You're not gonna do anything," blah 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 blah, without ever even saying he's going to kill somebody you love. You know, she just goes, "There'll be blood on your hands." But I liked the Anna's at work posture.
Yeah,
that we were getting from Finola Hughes. You know?
Yeah, she was yelling at people this week.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's had enough.
Yes,
she's had enough. I really can't do that blended American English accent that she's got.
Mm-hmm. She does have that, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's hard for me to find that little medium where it's just slightly English.
You know what I noticed? Remember how when her sister was there, yeah. Alex.
The video?
When the character was, you know, when the character was on the show.
All right.
Remember how she said Peter and Anna said Peter. Now that Alex is gone, she calls him Peter.
No, oh, now she's going Peter a little more. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I just
it was a conscious choice
things.
For a while, and then she just let go of the conscious choice and just says it as it seems right. I don't know. That's interesting. Or we just are. I don't know what's wrong with us. Maybe she just did it for then. I don't know.
just to make the characters very different.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. That's really interesting.
So I loved her tasing him. You know, and I was like, those two was also was like, you guys ought to tape him up. Come on, he's not hardly taped up.
Well, what is
they
the point?
They should have tape like. They should have tape around his arms, around the back of the chair.
Yeah, to make it so he can't stand up, can't do nothing.
Yeah, they need to have him like, you know. Yeah,
and
they
should
have like somehow They should just have tape all over him. He's a big old boy, like a too.
Just tape him up like a big old duct tape mummy.
I think he just could have escaped so easy, but then they let him go anyway. So
it's not
matter.
Like he couldn't even communicate with his mouth covered anyway. They put that tape on his mouth and you could still understand every single word he had to say.
However, it is television.
Yes. And you know what else?
Yeah.
That duct tape.
Yeah.
When they ripped it off, it should have taken his beard with it.
Yeah, it's not real duct tape.
It did not happen.
It's TV duct tape. It's TV tape. TV tape.
TV tape.
No, but that should probably also come with like a don't try this at home kids warning, though. Like, don't do this at home. Don't use duct tape on your little brother and sister at home, please.
No, bad idea.
Please don't. That's not how. And then rip it off, and it's not pleasant for anybody. Nobody wants that. And I don't think your mom or dad wants to rush your little brother and sister to the hospital to have their lips reattached to their face.
Ooh,
so
goodness.
Yeah, he just had no lips. Can you imagine not having any more lips? Okay, it would change your life. You would talk differently. You wouldn't be able to kiss anybody with no lips.
Man.
At all. So
you know what, I have to go back to what your middle school teacher said about you.
Oh no.
What'd she say?
I'm not going to say it. You're going to have to tell the world.
You are truly odd.
So you don't want to live life without lips. So don't try the duct tape thing at home. Do try the duct tape thing to Peter, like, legitimately next time. Like, play a little joke on Wes Ramsey, you know? Just rip his lips off, and then maybe people like him more. I don't know. I don't know. He does have the power to
he's
put...
He's just running around town, isn't he, now?
Yeah, and he's got the power to put Harrison Chase in mortal danger. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Give the guy a break. Give the guy a little break. He's just trying to be bad. He's just trying to do the wrong thing so he gets his baby.
And our favorite brothers and sister were on this week too.
Martin Gray, Cyrus Renault.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Laura. Yeah, they were all on together. Laura continuing to try to have a brother.
I know, but if she wants to continue to see Martin.
Stop going to the steakhouse?
Yeah, they need to go to one of their houses, right?
Yeah,
because Cyrus is always there.
Oh, it looks like you guys are having another meal together and I wasn't invited. Let me just pull up a chair. You won't mind, will you?
That is
great.
Cyrus right there.
Now, you need to tell me where my mother is. I don't know where our mother is, Cy. Just get out of here. How about you, little sister? Do you know where our mother is?
Yeah. He's totally in there. While we're talking about people that are connected to Cyrus Renault, we can talk about Jack and Rose from the Titanic themselves. Brando and
that's
Sasha.
Exactly what I thought of too when I saw that scene. Look at that. Jack and Rose. Getting busy. Hand on the window and everything, you know?
You are safe in Brando's shop.
And that his nosy mother of his is right there.
Go on and on.
Terrible.
So Sasha popped up on the other side of the car and she's like, oh, I'm just helping him change the carburetor. And I thought that was like some sort of like... some sort of, I don't know, in your window. I thought we were getting real dirty there for a second. But as a matter of fact, he was just in the office.
Yeah.
And she was legitimately doing the carburetor. So, yeah, this is an element of Sasha that they've decided exists. She knows a lot about cars, apparently, from her...
Yeah.
Who?
I don't remember.
From her who?
I don't remember.
The whole point was she only had a grandma. Did she learn it from an uncle? It wasn't from her father.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's just an interest of hers and it wasn't some sort of man that taught her this, which is totally cool. But I want to know where this knowledge came from, you know? I'm just curious. It might come up.
She mentioned it, but I just don't remember what it was. But she mentioned it.
Maybe she didn't mention
it. Where she learned.
Hey, everybody. You know, you listen in. You follow us on Twitter. Go ahead and reach out to us on 10th Floor at 10th Floor GH 10th Floor GH. Tell us how Sasha came up with the mechanical ability that she has. I'm totally for it. I love the idea that that is something that can bond Brando and Sasha together. And I think that that makes for an interesting trait for somebody as well, you know, and then they can start like working in the shop together, getting all greasy, having that, you know, with the towel fun and all that kind of stuff. It's a good way to bring people together. It's a better way to bring people together than, oh, say, faking a marriage for the benefit of some baby, and then you dissolve the marriage, and then you come together anyway because you fell in love during that time. And what was the point of any of this? You know?
That's kind of the same story with Ava and Nicholas, too.
Kind of. But kind I think of. Theirs worked a little bit more because it really was a rekindling of the last relationship that they had. Nicholas came back into town and they were brought right back together because they never stopped loving each other.
Maybe Ava's going to have to be the one to take care of that damn Cyrus.
I don't know.
They know each other, but they have not had a lot of big conversations.
No. No. And did you notice that Ava has picked a side when it comes to if she's going to be bad with Nicholas or not?
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to pull him back a little bit, you know? Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? And then finally she has decided, I'll support you.
Yep.
So that means that she is no longer going to probably try to pull Nicholas from the brink and be a little more of an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, does Ava be able to come up with some ideas? So we'll see what happens.
She sure could.
So we will see what Ava can bring to the whole situation there. And yeah, I mean, it's not like she's not a deadly woman already. She could be the one that takes care of Cyrus.
She could be.
So maybe that's another gift game. Maybe that's who's going to take down Cyrus gift game.
We saw her shoot Connie all those years ago, point blank, 6-8 feet away.
Just to protect Julian's identity.
And don't forget that big blade that she put in Ryan's back.
Oh yeah, she stabbed the hell.
Remember
out
that?
Of him. She stabbed the hell out of that man.
She did.
Yeah. So lots of cool stuff, lots of interesting things happening, and we'll see what else we'll see what else brews in Port Charles. We will see if Carly shows up at Curtis's club on opening night to be like, hey, you're doing this wrong. And then she starts inserting herself into his life too, you know?
Because,
you know, we need to have Carly in everything.
Well, appears to be, right?
You know.
Jason's been chilling in jail, though. There's not a whole lot of Jason right now.
No, not a whole lot of Jason, really. When it comes to the whole Corinthos thing, Carly is carrying everything on her back. And showing the signs of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the story that they're saying. They're not purposefully leaving people out of story. They're not purposefully sticking Carly in a bunch of other people's story just to give Laura Wright a bunch of screen time. No, they're doing this because they're showing that Carly is purposefully pushing and stretching herself far thinner than she needs to be because she is so freaked the F out.
Yeah, but
that
there's
nobody else.
Laura came to her and told her to do exactly the opposite of what Anna had yelled at her about.
Which was nothing.
Yeah, which she wants because Laura desperately wants for her to just let that old lady go. Let her out. Let her come home.
Just do whatever. It. Just let her go home. Come on. Come on. The blood on the streets. It's the only thing keeping the blood off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, Carly? Is it? So, yeah, and then, so, this whole thing's going to come to a head at the five family meeting for her, I think.
I think so, too.
She's going to make a big mistake, and then Cyrus is going to have to step in or something, and then Cyrus will walk away with Sunny's territory.
That could happen.
She'll have lost it, and then she'll freak out. We've got to get it back. And then, like, the Corinthos will have to live in a box. Like, who's going to take Carly in? Come on, who's going to let Carly live with her? Jax? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come
Absolutely,
on.
Jax.
Come on. Jax doesn't love her.
Not yes, he does.
I guess you could go squat at Jason's house.
Yeah, she could go.
Ain't nobody living there right now.
Wow. What is Jason's house?
He might actually live at Sonny's house. I don't know.
I mean, the last time he had a house, that's where Sam is now.
Yeah, yeah, the loft or whatever it is.
Yeah, and then he moved out.
The penthouse is what it is.
And he doesn't live at the Quartermains.
No. Yeah, I don't know where Jason... Oh, no, he rented an apartment or something, and Danny came and visited a couple of times, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got some sort of apartment. Some sort of brick wall type deal.
I see.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's a lot of brick wall buildings in Port Charles.
There is.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we've been talking for over an hour about General Hospital again.
We have. Just like that.
We're able to do it each and every week.
Yep, we are.
It's because they provide us 5 episodes of content to talk about. It's very easy to jibber jab on for an hour when you've got 5 hours of stuff to be able to fill it with. So cool. Is there any other beats, hits, awesome things about this General Hospital this week you feel as though we did not hit?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We talked about everybody. We talked about Alexis. We talked about you know, Alexis is the only person that matters on General Hospital. You know, so I think that. Of course.
anyway.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't think there was much. I mean, Elizabeth didn't have any revelations about Jason.
No. There was not a lot of Elizabeth on this week.
Yeah, no Webbers, really. Yeah, no, we did it. Celebration, everybody. Celebrate with us, all right? You ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Celebrate good times.
Come on and celebrate and have a good time. All right. I guess we right. Yeah. Yeah. We don't owe the money for that.
The elevator,
we don't have to, we don't have to pay a royalty for that.
I don't think so. 1:30.
I don't know. What time is it? Oh. I'm almost late for my train.
Your train?
My midnight train to Georgia. My midnight train. Ooh. All right, guys. Get back on that elevator. Why don't you sing a song on your way down to the first floor and out the hospital into your cars or your ride shares or your buses or your trains, whatever it is that you do to travel with bicycles. Walk. Whatever.
There's so many ways to get around.
There are
a
lot of ways to get around this great planet of ours. So go ahead and do one of those. Go home and spend some time with your families. I have been Matt.
I've been Kat.
And this has been the 10th floor. We'll catch you again right here next week.
All right, bye.